Find your place with me, if you will, this morning again in John chapter 10. We're in this series that didn't start out as a series. In fact, I've not even got to the message yet that started all this in my heart. But this chapter has exploded in my heart in these recent days. In fact, I put some things on the radio for the broadcast next week or so, and wasn't even preaching out of John 10, but I found myself preaching out of John 10, amen. I'm grateful that this book is a living book, amen. Bless his good name. But we're meditating upon the shepherd and his sheep. This 10th chapter is about the shepherd and his sheep. 15 times his sheep are mentioned. Sometimes it's my sheep, my own sheep. He mentions one time other sheep I have, but sheep are a focus of this chapter. Then 6 times the shepherd himself is referred to. And this isn't John talking about the sheep. This isn't Paul or Peter. All that they said was true and accurate. But this is the Lord himself. This is the shepherd talking about himself and talking about his sheep. Now, last Sunday morning, we tried to magnify a few things about the shepherd of the sheep. This morning, I want to try to say a few things about the sheep of the shepherd. Everybody in this world, everybody is not a sheep. They are those called goats. They are those that are sheep. They are those that are lost and those that are saved. And the truth is, that's really the true division. All the world is divided between the sheep and the goats, those that are saved and those that are lost. So I want to meditate this morning here on the sheep of the shepherd. I want to begin again in verse 1. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep," by the way, it's emphatic, it's the sheep, "to him," verse 3, "to him the porter openeth, and the sheep, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." And then look at verse 16. He says, "Other sheep I have who are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And then verse 27. The Lord says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I want to look at two main thoughts this morning. I want us to look at this pronouncement, "my sheep." Lord, that phrase ought to do something to you. In fact, it will if you're sheep. Oh, my, the Lord himself, God Almighty, the God of gods, the only God, the one and true God, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, says, "My sheep." Oh my, it is a pronouncement that will thrill the heart of every child of God this morning. Now, I want you to remember what we looked at a couple Sundays ago. In these first 5 verses, there is this common sheepfold. in the city. You could call it a city sheepfold. Often when shepherds would come in, they would put their flocks in this city, in this common sheepfold. And there would be a number of different flocks, a number of different flocks in the sheepfold. And day by day, the shepherd would come. And the porter would open the door to the shepherd. And the shepherd would then call his sheep. He was there for his own sheep. He wasn't there to take somebody else's sheep. That's what hirelings do. He was there to call his sheep. He was there for them and only for them. He was going to lead them out, that he might lead them in to his own fold. And he came for his own sheep. And oh my, the Lord of glory came for you and me, we that are his sheep this morning. He says, my sheep. What a pronouncement. What a word that he would call us his very, very, very own. Oh my, these two words ought to overwhelm us. Think about it this morning. He called us. He called us unto himself. He didn't come calling four people. He came to call a people. He came to call a people. And we who are saved this morning, we've been called. That's why he says, my sheep, been called by the shepherd. But oh my, he says, my sheep, not just because we've been called. He says, my sheep, because we've been chosen. I didn't read this verse, but verse 29 says this, my Father, which gave them me. My Father, which gave them me. Oh my, we've been chosen in God the Father. We've been chosen in God the Son. In fact, listen to several chapters over. Chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus says this way. Now this is the Lord now. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's why he says, my sheep, I've called you. I've chosen you. Listen to what Paul says. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 2. He says, we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. That's why he says, my sheep, we've been called. That's why he says, my sheep, we've been chosen by God. But look here. He says, my sheep, because we've been claimed. When the shepherd would step in through that gate, when the shepherd would step into that community, that common sheepfold, oh my, that was open to anybody there. Any shepherd could bring their flock in. The shepherd would then step inside that door and would claim his sheep. He was there for his sheep. He was there to lead his sheep out and to take his sheep to the house, to take his sheep home. He was there to claim his own flock. It's as if though he began to call them and said, this one's mine, this one's mine, this one's mine. Oh, my sheep means we've been claimed. My sheep means he's laid a claim upon you and upon me. Oh my, I wonder though this morning, can God look at you and say, my sheep? Can God look at you this morning and say, he's mine, she's mine, my sheep? You may be here this morning, or you may be listening. You may say, oh, preacher, I'm wanting to be able to say, my sheep, when he looks my way, then come to the door, come to the door. As Brother Frank sang it well just a moment ago, come to the door. And the Lord says this, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. But the Lord makes this pronouncement. He says, my sheep, because he claims us as his very own. He claims us personally, my sheep. He claims us personally, and he claims us personally by name. He calls us personally by name. In fact, listen to what Isaiah says. He says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Listen now, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Oh my, to call by name means to be claimed as the very own of God. Oh my, he says, my sheep, my sheep, my sheep. It means we've been claimed and called by name by God. In fact, what does that text say? We read it there a moment ago in verse 3. He says, he calleth his own sheep by name. Oh my, oh my. He stands there as he's calling his flock out, as he's calling his sheep out. He looks at that fold, and remember we said that common fold, that city fold, if you please. It represents Israel. It represents religious Israel. Our Lord, the shepherd himself, looks at that fold, that sheep fold rather. He looks at his flock, who he's called by name. He looks at his flock who are following after him. He looks at that fold of religion. He looks at that flock that's coming after him. And he says, notice, he says, other sheep I have that are not of this fold. They're not of this Jewish religion. They're not of Israel. No, no, no. He's a talking about me. He's a talking about you this morning. He knows us by his name. He says, my sheep. He calls us by name. He knows us by name. Because there's no such thing as an anonymous sheep. Every sheep's got a name. Ain't got a name? Not a sheep. Not a sheep. He says, my sheep, and he calls us by name. Hey, he came along that day and said, Zacchaeus, come on down. I got to go to your house today. He didn't say, hey, you, up that tree. No, Zacchaeus, come on down. I've got to abide at thy house. And more than that, he's saying, Zacchaeus, are you going to abide in my fold? You one of my sheep, Zacchaeus. You just don't know it yet. He calls us by name. Why? We're his sheep. We're his sheep. In the very next chapter, here in John 11, he steps up to the mouth of that tomb and says, Lazarus, come forth. Hey, had he just stepped up there and said, come forth, every dead in the tomb would have come forth. And you do know there were other dead folks in that tomb. They shared tombs. Family shared tombs. I don't know what all kinfolk Martha and Mary had, but Lazarus was not the only dead laid away in that tomb. Oh my, why'd they not come out? They weren't called. They weren't claimed. But when he said, Lazarus, come forth, oh my, Lazarus came forth. Why? He's one of God's sheep that he was calling unto himself. The rest of that crowd stayed dead. Why? They weren't called. They weren't chosen. They weren't claimed. They weren't given life. Oh my. He claims us. He calls us by name. My sheep. My sheep. And he calls us by name. Whether it's Zacchaeus or whether it's Lazarus. Now, lest you think that I'm putting too much emphasis on names and our knowing names. This is not about a preacher knowing somebody's name. No, it's not about that. It's about the shepherd knowing the name. Because in John 4, there is a woman. We do not know her name. But Jesus said to the disciples there in John 4, and as he says, fellas, I got to go through Samaria. I must needs go through Samaria. They didn't know it, but he knew he had a lamb over there. He had a sheep over there that had gone astray, and he needed to call her unto himself. We're not told her name, but he knew her name. She was a sheep that had gone astray. In fact, by the way, that's what it means to be lost this morning. To be lost is to be going astray. That's what it means to be lost. You don't have to preach a drunk. You don't have to be a drunker. You don't have to be a dopehead. To be lost is to be going astray. And one of the best places to go astray is sitting on a Baptist church pew, I'm afraid. She's gone astray. He says, he reveals unto her as they have that tremendous conversation about the water and the water of life. She finally remembers, she says, when I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, and when he's come, he will tell us all things. He said, I'm him. I am he. I that speaketh unto thee am he. And next thing we know, she's running back into town, leaves her water pot, and says, come see a man that told me all things. Is not, she said, this is the Christ. You'll know why. He stepped up and called her by name. My sheep. Oh my. It's a claim that he puts upon us. My sheep, it's a choice that he makes concerning us. My sheep, it's a call that he extends unto us. Now, hear me this morning. We preach whosoever will may come. We preach whosoever will, let him come. But guess what? The Holy Ghost then takes that and makes it a pointed call, a powerful call, and a saving call, because he knows his sheep. I'm talking about a pronouncement. Oh, Lord, what a thought. My sheep. Right quick, I want you to look at a second main thing this morning. Here's this pronouncement, my sheep. But I want to say something about the personalities of his sheep. It is no accident. We are likened and called sheep. Because sheep are surely one of the dumbest, one of the dirtiest. That wool catches everything. One of the dumbest, one of the dirtiest, one of the weakest, and one of the most wayward animals you've ever seen. They might have some dogs on America's Got Talent do some hoop jumping. You might see them march elephants around a circle, or used to. I don't think they'd march elephants anymore. Peter's got all upset at the elephants, but you ain't ever seen no sheep at a zoo. In a circus, I mean, you've not seen sheep doing tricks in a circus. No, they just too dumb. That's why it fits us to T. We're dumb. We are wayward. We are weak in ourselves. And oh my, how defiled. We pick up all kind of mess from this world. It's no accident he calls us sheep. But sheep have a certain character. Sheep have a certain personality to them. Now, Let me lay some groundwork for illustration I want to give you. This will be shocking news to a host of young people that are here this morning. But used to, TVs used to be real big things that sat on the floor. You couldn't stick them up on the wall. And they weren't flat by any means of the imagination. They big old things. And we'd have on the top two metal sticks. We called them rabbit ears, but don't think of fluff and fur. We called them rabbit ears. There's two metal sticks. We called them an antenna. And we would take tin foil and we'd wrap it and put it on the top of them antennas. And you'd learn how to move the antenna to get stations that you wanted. Now, I grew up remembering the capital of the United States of America, Lester, North Carolina. We got channel 13, and if I turned the antenna just right, we could get 7. We never did get 4 for some reason. We could get 13, and we could get 7, and then we could turn that dial to U, and we could get PBS. And that's it. And about all that was on PBS was a thing often called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Some of you grinning and knowing. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I confess to you, hang on, I'm going somewhere, I promise. I never really liked it. I have good figure out why God gets so excited about sweaters. And then that McFeely guy, the postman, even as a young boy, I noticed that he sometimes would seemingly wear his wife's dress and would be Mrs. McFeely. So I never did like the show. But he was a phenomenon. He'd been given the Congressional Medal of Honor. And they're in the process right now of making a movie of his life. And Tom Hanks is going to play it. You rest assured there ain't going to be no Band of Brothers in that movie. Now, I said all that to say this. Everybody thinks of him as a kind, gentle individual. He was also, by the way, an ordained Presbyterian minister. When he lay dying, I doubt this will make it in the movie, but it's fact. When he lay dying, he looked to his wife and asked his wife this question: am I a sheep? Laying there about that last fleeting breath we sung of a moment ago, he's laying there wondering, am I a sheep? His wife said, "Why, honey, if anybody's a sheep, you know you're a sheep. As good as you are, as much good as you've done, honey, if anybody's a sheep, you're a sheep." I want to tell you this morning, you don't become a sheep by being good. You don't become a sheep by doing good. No. You only become a sheep by being born a sheep, by being born again. But he said, am I a sheep? I'll tell you this morning, that's a question for now. That's not a question you ought to wait. How do you breathe in your life? It's a question for now. Am I a sheep? So then, who are his sheep? So then, what do they look like? So then, are you a sheep? From this chapter, I want to look at what a sheep looks like. I'm going to give you a big aerial view. And then real quick, I'm going to give you a very focused view. But just a big satellite view. Remember, you can click, you got computers, you can get a satellite view. You can get the big view. Here's the big view from John 10. And remember, this is Christ's own description of his sheep. Here's what his sheep look like. Here's how his sheep behave. Look here in verse 3. Sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. The sheep hear his voice. In verse 3, sheep are individually called by name. Verse 3, sheep are led out of religion. Sheep are led out of deadness. Sheep are led out of death. They're led out to life. That's a mark of a sheep. In verse 3, they are led forth by the shepherd. Or rather, verse 4, they're led forth by the shepherd. In verse 4, they follow the shepherd. In verse 4, they know the shepherd's voice. In verse 5, a stranger they will not follow. They will not follow a stranger. They don't have time. They don't have time for the Pope. They don't have time for Joseph Smith. They don't have time for Muhammad. They don't have time for anybody. They're attuned to the voice of the shepherd. A stranger they will not follow. In verse 5, they flee from a stranger. They run from the voice of a stranger. In verse 7, they enter through Jesus the door. In verse 9, they are saved. In verse 9, they go in, they go out, and enjoy the blessings of God. In verse 11, they are the one for whom the shepherd lays his life down for. Don't lay his life down for goats. Lays his life down for the flock, for the sheep. Oh my, in verse 14, they're known by the shepherd. In verse 14, they know the shepherd. There's a relationship. There's an intimacy there. In verse 26, they are distinguished by the shepherd. The shepherd knows those that are his sheep and those that are not his sheep. They're distinguished by the shepherd from those who do not believe, from those who are not his sheep. In verse 27, they follow the shepherd. In verse 28, they're given eternal life. They never perish. They can't be plucked from the shepherd's hand. And in verse 29, rather, they're given to the Son and are safe in the Father forever. That's just in one chapter alone. And I remind you, that's not Paul or John telling us what sheep look like, what sheep behave like. That's the shepherd. That's the authority. That's the authority. That's the one who knows what he talks about. That's the Lord himself describing the sheep. Now, right quick, and I'm done. From just one verse, I've given you the picture from one chapter. Look at verse 27. I want to give you the focus picture from one verse. Verse 27 this morning will reveal to you whether or not you are his sheep. Whether or not you are a sheep. So what's the personality, preacher? What do they look like? Look here. They hear, he says, they hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. All sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. All sheep know the voice of the shepherd. You don't have to turn, but in chapter 18, Pilate is having a discussion with Christ. Pilate was not a sheep and did not want to be a sheep. So how you know, preacher? He didn't listen to his voice. He didn't hear his voice. And beyond that, he didn't want to hear his voice. So how can you say that? How do you know that? Well, Pilate's own testimony. The word's own testimony. It says over here in chapter 18, In fact, don't go ahead and turn. I said not turn you, but look here. Pilate therefore said, art thou a king? Jesus answered, thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Listen to what the shepherd says. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate did not hear. He asked the wrong question. He asked in the next verse, what is truth? He should have said, who is truth? But guess what? It doesn't matter. He didn't even want to know what the truth was, much less who the truth was. He did not want to know what the truth was. So how you know, preacher? Look at the text. What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews. He doesn't even wait on the Lord to answer. I don't believe the Lord is going to answer him the way he's expecting him to answer nonetheless. But the truth is, Pilate didn't want to hear. He wasn't interested in the answer. Why? Because he wasn't one of God's sheep. Because all God's sheep hear his voice. Amen. Oh, my. Sheep do not turn away from the shepherd when the shepherd is calling them. Sheep will stray, but not when the shepherd is calling. When the shepherd is calling, when they hear that voice, they are tuned to that voice. They may be far, far, far away, but when they hear that voice, they are turned to that voice. Why? My sheep hear my voice. Oh, my. They hear the shepherd's voice, and they come. Now, you know, I grew up raising sheep. I grew up raising sheep, and I used to love to get people to try to call my sheep. Oh, people could really make a fool of themselves. Somebody's sheepy, 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 sheepy. But I have even told some people what to say. How to call. What to say and how to call. How to make the call. Now they could try that. And they might cause a couple heads to raise up. But it's like something ain't right about that. Why? Did not have my voice. God says, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice and they come after me. That's a mark of God's sheep. You can know this morning if you're one of his. Do you know his voice? Do you hear his voice this morning? Oh, my. Number two, from this one verse, he says, they hear my voice. Number two, he says, I know them. And knowledge in this passage, not in every passage, but knowledge in this passage means intimate love. Intimate personal love. It means a special love that's only experienced by his sheep. I illustrate it this way and save a lot of time preaching. I love all these young boys. I love all these young men and all these young ladies in this church today, regardless of age. Love every one of them. But I don't love any of them like Nathan or Daniel or Anna.
Because it's Nathan, it's Daniel, it's Anna that are my sheep, my youngins, my children. Love all of you, love all of you, but not like my youngins. And that's how it is with God. Somebody says, preacher, doesn't God love the world? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. But not like his sheep, not like those he calls, not like those he lays his life down for. Oh, my. That's what it means to be a sheep this morning. Sheep, hear my voice, he says. Sheep, I know them, he says. And lastly, thirdly, he says, they follow me. You want to know whether or not you're saved this morning? You want to know whether or not you're a sheep this morning? Are you following him? That's how simple it is. They follow me. They follow me. Sheep follow their shepherd. Others, they will not follow. Now, I can say will, and I can say will not, and I can say shall, and I can say shall not. You can say will, you can say shall, but something might keep us from bringing it to pass. But when he says will is what it will be. When he says shall, it shall be. He says, my sheep, they follow me. He says, others, they will not follow. I ain't got time to run this rabbit, but it's got some meat on it. Have you ever wondered why God doesn't kill false shepherds? Have you ever wondered why God doesn't kill hirelings? Why does God let false shepherds and hirelings exist? It's to suck the goats out of the church. It's to get out of the flock. It's to get out of the fold those that are not his, because he says there's one shepherd and there's one flock and there's one fold, and all that crowd that packs up and all that crowd that leaves, all they do is reveal they never were one of us to start with. Because he said, my sheep, they follow me. Are you following? You say, preacher, how can I follow you? How can I follow? I don't hear his voice. Oh, yes. Are you listening to that? That's his voice. As one man said, read this book out loud and you're hearing the voice of God. Now I know some of the utterances in the Bible the devil utters. I know some of the utterances in the Bible men utter. But everything that's there is there because God said, I want that there. This is the voice of God. So it's real, real simple this morning. Whether or not you are a sheep, are you following this book? And if you are not following this book, you are not one of his sheep. Now, that doesn't mean day in and day out we're perfect in our obedience. No, we do stray. But I want to tell you, his sheep follow. And as soon as he utters a name, as soon as he calls, oh my, they return and they follow after him. Oh my. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to the words of the shepherd. The words of the shepherd said this a couple of chapters over. He says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me. He says, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. Oh my, why? God's sheep follow the shepherd. Spurgeon said, his sheep have a marked ear. They listen and hearing his voice. His sheep have a marked foot. They following his path. Oh my, this morning, are you a sheep? Are you a sheep? Does this describe you this morning? You know his voice. You know his voice. You have experienced his special love. You know him and he knows you, and you're following the best of your ability. You are following. That describes, according to the shepherd, that describes the sheep. Oh my. If not, if you don't know his voice this morning, if he doesn't love you in that special, intimate way, if you're not following him this morning, you are not one of his sheep. Amen. Say, preacher, I sure want to be. Come to the door of the sheep. The door of the sheep stands open. He paid to open the way. He paid to open the way. That shepherd would lay down. That shepherd would lay down in that chosen sheepfold. That shepherd would lay down in the entrance of that chosen sheepfold, so that anybody entered in had to come through him. And if you'll just come through him this morning, you can become a sheep. You can be born into the family of God this morning. Morning. Oh my, I'm talking about the sheep of the shepherd. We're standing. I'm going to pray. Brother Brian, come, let's sing something. Father, you know everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. But God, what's most important, and God, what's 10 million miles beyond that, is that, Lord, you know, Lord, your sheep this morning. God, they some here this morning like the Samaritan woman. They straying, don't even know they straying. They thirsty and don't even know what they're thirsty for. But God, you pass by because you're looking and calling your sheep. Oh Lord, may we be attuned to your voice. Oh Lord, may we set our heart to follow and pursue you this morning. Oh God, may we reveal to the world and unto you that we are yours. Lord, no lamb can take credit. Amen. No sheep can take credit. It's just your grace that calls and chooses and claims and brings us unto yourself. I pray that you'd do it again this morning and for other hearts and other lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. When you look at me, you can say, my sheep. In your holy name we pray, amen. What are we singing, Brother Brian?
You come unto me.
Come unto me. Doors open.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come.
That's the voice of the shepherd this morning.
He
said, you don't have to keep straying. You don't have to stay thirsty. You don't have to stay hungry. You don't have to stay in dead religion. You can come. When he gets done talking about his sheep, the shepherd and his sheep in this chapter, some of them are looking for stones that they can stone him. Some of them are saying he is mad, he is crazy. Well, you know what? He was either crazy or he was Lord. He's not crazy, he's Lord. Therefore, if we're not following him, we are the ones that are crazy. Oh my sheep, what a thought. Father, seal your truth in our hearts and our souls. Help us to pine after you. Help us to follow after you. Help us, oh God, to celebrate the fact that we're your sheep. In your holy righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Shake hands, you go.
your liberty if you're one of his sheep today.